World War II memories? Do you have any memories?
Oh, yeah.
They had rationing, but I don't suppose that would have affected.
Oh, yes, it did for all of us. We all had our rationing tickets. But it didn't seem to be a problem. You just simply organized your life a little more carefully.
Do you remember what it was you couldn't get?
Well, you had to watch your gas, for sure. So you measured your trips. You were circumspect about that.
What brand of cars were your parents driving?
We had Packards and a Piracero. I remember the Packard and the Piracero. And then after that, Cadillacs.
So you remember the rationing of gasoline. Were there any other products maybe that...
Well, of course, you had to have meat rationing. You had your food stamps. We didn't have clothing.
No clothing rationing?
No, I don't remember the clothing rationing.
Right. You remember hearing about the concentration camps and...
Yes.
You do remember
yes,
that?
Yes.
You hear about that through the radio broadcasts and the news, I suppose.
That. Now, my husband, Don, was in radar. He was on an aircraft carrier, and he was in charge of radar. He opened up the radar school in Sea Island, and at that time when he was home on leave, he was not allowed to tell anyone. I mean, the word radar, if you'd said radar, I'd said whatever that is. They could not mention the word radar at this time. It was so high priority. That I remember. And then we were stationed in Sea Island, Georgia, which was lovely. Actually, the school per se was at Brunswick. They're right next to one another. Before we went overseas, we stayed there and went on down to Florida, too, to Hollywood, Florida, where he again was in charge there of the radar school. So Jim then later on was also radar and followed him.
That would have been Jim...
Bird, my husband Bird.
Yeah.